Bible tells us that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. What does that mean, and why is it important?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to discuss today the importance of knowing the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. In 2 Timothy 3:16 of the New Testament, we read, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Now, this is talking about the written Word of God. There is also a revealed Word of God. The written Word of God is referred to as the Logos Word, L-O-G-O-S. That's Greek. It refers to the written Word of God. But as you study and the Holy Spirit brings revelations to what you are reading, revelations that will quicken your spirit. The word quicken is Old English, which means make alive to your spirit. The spiritual meaning behind the written Word of God, the revelation behind the written Word of God, that is called the Rhema Word of God, R-H-E-M-A in the Greek. The Rhema word of God is the revelation or the revealed word behind the written word. That's the word that gets into your spirit and makes God and the things of the kingdom alive to your spirit man. And it is healing and deliverance and nurturing to the soul man. Many people believe that the Bible and the Word of God is something that was just an invention of men and written by men. Just stories of how men lived, maybe with some moral teaching behind it. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The Word of God is what God says it is. Now, in 2 Timothy 3:16, which we just mentioned, the translation in the King James says, all scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. But if one goes to the Aramaic New Testament, and there is scriptural evidence to support the idea that the Aramaic New Testament, that which was the part of the New Testament Bible of the Eastern Christian Church, and we read 2 Timothy 3:16 in the Aramaic, it does not say all scripture is inspired by God, as some as your translations say, or all scripture is God-breathed, as some of your translations say. It says something that really pierces to the heart with truth. It says in the Aramaic, all scripture is spirit-scribed. Wow. What does that mean? It means that the Holy Spirit himself wrote the scriptures through the minds and hearts of the Old Testament prophets and New Testament apostles. What does that mean? It means that the scriptures must be treated as divine revelation of God. Now, once we become mature in learning the Word of God, we discover that that logos word, the written word of God, is properly referred to as the scriptures. But what is the real word of God? The real word of God, the true word of God, is the Rhema revelation coming from the Holy Spirit to you, jumping off of the page and quickening your spirit man to the truth, to the reality of what you are reading on the printed page. That is the Word of God, referring to the living Word of God. And so, in Hebrews 4:12, we read, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now that's a mouthful. What does it really mean? The Word of God is living and active. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and life. That's what it means when it says the Word of God is living and active. The Word of God, and particularly the Rhema word, the revealed word, the living word, as witnessed to you by the Spirit as you're studying and as you're meditating on the verses, that word has life. That word has spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. That word is capable of piercing to the division of soul and spirit, Hebrews 4:12 says. What is spirit? Spirit is conscience and intuition by which we know right from wrong. What is soul? Mind, will, and emotions. There are two separate words for each in the Greek. The word for spirit is the Greek word pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, pneuma, And the word for soul is psuche, P-S-U-C-H-E, mind, will, and emotions. So the soul man thinks and reasons. The spirit man perceives, it just knows. Did you ever have a hunch that something was going to happen and then it happened and you didn't think it out, you didn't reason it, but you had an internal knowing and it happened? That's the spirit man. The soul man thinks, it reasons out things. It uses logic. The spirit man uses conscience and intuition. So the spirit man perceives, the soul man reasons. And the word of God, the living word of God, will show you the difference between the two because of the fact that it is living, and because of the fact that it is living, it makes alive to you the spiritual meaning behind what you are reading on the page. It's the Holy Spirit doing it. And so John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word is a title of Jesus who is called the Christ. In the beginning was the Word. He was always with God the Father. And it says, "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was one and the same with the Father. Christ was not a created being. Christ always existed in the Father. It says in the Gospel of John chapter 1 that he was begotten, not made. What does that mean? The word begotten is Old English. It means generated from. He was generated from the Father in the fullness of times. That is when the time was right for the Father to send the Son to be the Savior of the world. And so that same Word of God, that is the Son, is the living Word of the Scripture. That's why his title is the Word. God takes our learning the Word very seriously. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the Word of truth." Well, to rightly handle the Word of truth, you have to learn the Word of truth, the Scriptures. You have to study them. You have to digest them. You have to meditate on them and ask every time you read Scripture, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you what it is He wants you to know for today. We read the Scripture all of our lives. And because we are Christians, we start out with the New Testament to learn all about the doctrines of Christ and the teachings of Christ. After you've mastered the New Testament by reading it through slowly 4, 5, or 6, or 7 times, then you can begin to read the Old Testament as well. And so we must discern between the written Word of God and the spiritual Word of God, which is the Rhema revelation behind the written word. And so Jesus said in John 5:39, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me, and you will not come to me that you may have life." Wow. Does that mean that the Bible is of no use? No, absolutely not. Why? Because the written word shows us God's standard. That's what it's for, is to teach us God's standard. And by seeing how God responded to people in the Old Testament, how Christ responded to people in the New Testament, we then learn God's ways. So we learn the Word of God, that is, as His standard, and His ways. And as we are studying that written Word, the Holy Spirit gives us the eternal life off of the page by giving us the rhema, the revealed revelation behind that written word, and that revealed revelation, the revealed word behind the written word, is what gives us life, because it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who is doing it as you're studying, and he is, watch this now, he is relating directly to you. You are having an experience of the Holy Spirit. And for that reason, Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's the revelatory word, the word that jumps off of the page as you're studying it, and you say, wow, I didn't know that. Look at that. I never knew that. You see, that's the Holy Spirit ministering. That is the word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. So in Colossians, Chapter 3, verse 6, we read, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So, you see, God is saying to us here, romance the word of God. Let it dwell in you. It will teach you. It will impart wisdom to you. Be thankful and have gratitude to the Holy Spirit for his giving it to you. It is part of the process of sanctification. The word sanctification and holiness are interchangeable. They mean the same thing. It's part of our growth in holiness. The book of Hebrews tells us, without holiness, no man will see God. We don't have any holiness of our own. The only holiness that we have is the holiness that Christ gives us through his blood imparted to us, credited to our account in heaven, because the life is in the blood, the scripture says, and the life in Christ's blood is perfect life, therefore perfect holiness. Other than that, we have only the nurturing holiness that is imparted to us by the Holy Spirit through the Word. And what does that do? It works to the salvation of our soul, which is a lifetime process, so that either at the day of the rapture or the day of our death, Philippians says, he who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. The day of Christ Jesus is either the day of your death or the day of the rapture, where Christ takes the church off of the earth. So John 17:17 says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. That will build your faith. You will grow. When you grow, you will come to know. You will have greater experiences of Christ. So Romans 10:7 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus Christ is living. He is not a dead Christ on a cross. He resurrected. He is on the earth today in his Holy Spirit. He is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father, speaking of Father God, but by me. Mohammed can't take you there. Buddha can't take you there. Ramakrishna can't take you there. Confucius can't take you there. The Pope can't take you there. Your Protestant ministers or your Catholic priests can't take you there. I can't take you there. Only Christ can reveal himself to you as a living person. And he says, for those who receive him, in the Gospel of John, I will manifest myself to them. In other words, it's self-proving. But he has to have permission to come into your heart, to save you and to heal you and to fellowship with you. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. That's the door of the heart. He who hears my voice and opens the door, that's the tug, wanting to know him, and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. That's a promise. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.